Oh, and welcome back to
9312. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Lots of things going on. Lots and lots of things. Well, you know, I guess if you really want to find out what's going on, make sure you stay tuned to Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio. That's Red State Talk Radio. Of course, we are broadcast live every day, Monday through Friday anyway, and then, of course, the replays come on Saturday and Sundays, and we welcome your listenership, a lot of people tuning in to Red State Talk Radio, like I said, the talk monster, emanating from Washington, D.C. However, we are broadcasting from Studio 21, as we call it out here, on the left coast, right in the thick of things. Boy, it has just been an absolute, every day is a dizzying day, and we start to ask questions about what is going on. How are these people treating us? How are these people planning to treat us today, right? Or tomorrow, the next day? We're talking about, of course, all the people on the left. And what a cadre of folks that we're starting to see. You know, it's kind of interesting. I say the statement all the time. I've been saying it for a long time. Break out the popcorn and the soda pop. Ever since Donald Trump got elected, because it's becoming a three-ring circus. Especially now, it's kind of interesting. Donald Trump now has his legs underneath him. The first 2 years of the presidency was always kind of shaky. Everybody's questioning what's going on. They're calling him crazy. And, of course, what was really happening was self-identification was taking place. You probably didn't realize that. That the left was identifying themselves. They're raising their hand and say, hey, look at me. And Donald Trump was facilitating. It's as I say about Donald Trump, he gives you lots of rope. Well, and of course, if he's giving you lots of rope, there's probably a reason for it, right? Because as you're running around with a rope around your neck, at some point in time, you're going to run out of rope. And dink, all of a sudden, you're silent. And that seems to be the way things have worked over the last 2 years, if you've noticed, we had all these people at the FBI and the Department of Justice who were, well, they were trying to overthrow the president. As we know that there's been an active coup d'etat against our president for a long time. We've been calling this out for a long time, and I guess it's turning into fruition that the facts are starting to come out more and more and more about the active coup d'etat against the president that seems to have been interrupted. I think more importantly, it was interrupted by the Nancy Pelosi incident in which her plane was, well, she didn't get to get on board the plane and take off to go to Brussels and Egypt and then to Afghanistan. Now, why Afghanistan? You know, it's kind of interesting. With all of her family and everything, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of other people that were on board that plane. I guess Adam Schiff, and his folks, you know, the only thing lacking from that airplane was Ed Buck. You know, Ed Buck, the guy who likes black men to be pumped up with methamphetamine and watch him and have his sexual gratification. That guy, the money bundler from West Hollywood, who's right next door to Adam Schiff's district. They're supposed to get, you know, I don't know if they invited Ed Buck to be on that plane, the money bundler. You know, it's kind of like inviting Mr. Epstein to take you to the island, so to speak. But why were they leaving to go out of the country? I don't know. But I just, you know, it's kind of funny, huh? No, come on, you know why. And we're starting to find out more and more and more about these details. But this is not the first time that there's been an attempt on the president's life. So far, my sources tell me 14 times there's been a real serious attempts on the president's life. 14 to date. You don't hear about these things. We do, and our sources and so on. We hear about this. This is kind of the talk of the trade, so to speak, is, you know, what's the latest on the president? Of course, as you know, we played a particular role here on Agenda 21 Radio on one particular attempt. And we're very, very happy about that. And, of course, the right decisions were made. And, you know, this is the nature of the beast, so to speak, because these people are serious. Because they're seriously being threatened. And I'm going to talk about the deep staters, yes, of course. Not only the deep staters in our own government, of course, but then the George Soroses of the world, the globalists that are out there, all functioning with the plan in their hand, which is Agenda 21. United Nations agenda for the 21st century, and of course the 2030 agenda, which basically is a document that bumps up the time frame for Agenda 21. Because all the people who designed this Agenda 21, they're dying off. They're getting old. Nancy Pelosi, in particular, she's the queen of Agenda 21. And remember, she was the one who introduced the legislation in the United States House of Representatives back in October of 1992. House Con Resolution 353, she introduced it. She introduced this whole cabal. So she is the queen of the cabal. So is it any wonder why she would be spirited off in anticipation of the assassination of Donald Trump? No, just put the dots together. And of course, she had all the help and assistance from George Bush, the senior, who back in 1991 made that great speech, remember? And by the way, it was September 11th, 1991, he made the great speech about, well, the one world order through the United Nations. Then by June of 1992, they come up with the Rio Accord. Get it? The plan, Agenda 21, was drawn up in which George Bush, the senior, signed it. Then 1 month later, but October, 1 month before the elections of 1992, to bring in who? Bill Clinton. They introduced House Con Resolution, and who was it who did that? Nancy Pelosi. Are you connecting some dots? She has been through this process since 1992 to 2018. They wanted her to be president. They needed her to be president. And somehow it all got disrupted now, didn't it? Everybody thought it was just a great practical joke that Donald Trump was playing on Nancy Pelosi, but it was really serious stuff. You cannot put these things on the sideline and say, oh, that's really kind of funny, and make memes about it and so on, because it's really serious. These people are playing for real. And, of course, all throughout this country, we're seeing how they're playing it for real. With all the illegal immigration that's going on, the flooding of our country at the border. Yesterday, we heard this absolutely monstrous, moronic person by the name of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who comes out and says, oh, there's nothing to see here. Just move along. There's absolutely no illegal immigration going on. It's a farce. It's political theater by the president down at the border. All this, and he's recalling the troops. Well, of course, that's farcical in itself. That's another big lie by Gavin Newsom. It's part of the normal troop rotation, actually. He's just not going to sign on to it for additional troops. Some of the troops are going to stay behind. We're talking about the National Guardsmen that he's quote recalling. He's not recalling anybody. They're still out there for 45 days, which still that they had to give 45 days notice that they weren't going to have all their people there. And they did. So what? Doesn't mean that troops are coming home like right away. No, they're part of their normal rotation. They're just going to come on through, and there's going to be a bunch of them left behind. Yeah. So, you know, it's not like he thinks it should be, or at least the narrative that was developed was Gavin Newsom is putting all this out there. Gavin Newsom, Gavin Newsom, Gavin Newsom. He's rebelling against, no, Gavin Newsom is a putz. There was no there to begin with. He's just lying to you. But this is the desperation of the left. They're getting more and more and more desperate. And they're making more and more and more mistakes. But you know, one of the things that I think is wonderful about the left is they have their new conservative champion. That's really helping the conservatives out. And, of course, that's AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's a brilliant one for the conservatives. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We are back on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm actually going to do something. I'm going to plug into the Brian Kilmeade show. Because Brian Kilmeade is offering up something that I think is really important. And this is the this is where we start to tell you, we told you so, we've been telling you so. And we knew from the get-go when this whole thing came out, this is in 2016 when they started having the talks about this. We were broadcasting it. We were telling you word for word, verbatim, just about what we knew at the time, which has turned out to be 100% accurate about the Russian probe and investigation. When all this started surfacing and about this, we knew in great detail, which I find surprising that, quite frankly, I'm surprised they haven't called me in as a radio talk show host because of the stuff we were saying. But, you know, they won't. They won't. Because we have more important information that they don't want out. They don't want that out. No, they don't want us talking about what we really know. And what we have been, and you all know it. But to make it public by calling us in or questioning us or something like that, we're talking about the Mueller people, would be quite embarrassing to them. Quite embarrassing to them. And so what I'm talking about is the Mueller, the Russia thing, all this stuff. Now we're starting to find out, and we're getting reports about what they don't have, which we know they don't have, is evidence to prove there's any kind of collusion. And we know this. We've known this since, like, day one. That's why we were broadcasting. When they started, we started getting the information about this right after the election in 2016, because it was all part of the probe, but they started broadcasting. In other words, they're trying to remember the media, and of course, was acting in complete collusion with the Obama administration at the time. They were acting in complete simpatico, which the simpatico is starting to wear down a little bit right now, because, you know, the facts are really hard to struggle with in the face of all the things that have not been there. In other words, there's no there, like I've been saying all along. There's no evidence of it. And we know there's no evidence. So now all of a sudden, where is Mueller lately? But let me walk you through something here real quick. This is what we see, and it's been up here now for several days. We just have been watching kind of the spectacle. That's why we break out the popcorn and soda pop. It's time. It's time. Get that popcorn going. Go down to the theater. Buy a big bag of it, you know. Come home and just watch the spectacle. Put on the news and just listen to Agenda 21 Radio. Red State Talk Radio. We got it all. So this is what this is what's in Drudge now. This has been circulating on Drudge for days. And I know some people have been floating these things from the administration for weeks. And where's Rudy Giuliani been lately? Has he got some cigars and scotch going on? What's up with that? Remember they took him, he's gone because they, you know, said he was going to interviews drunk. That's never a good idea. It's never a good idea to be in broadcasting drunk. What could possibly go wrong there, right? I wouldn't say he was drunk, but they were accusing, people were making those accusations that he was showing up to interviews and he was just maybe too tipsy or over-medicated. I guess it might be over-medicated. I like Rudy. Don't get me wrong. I like him. I'm just saying, those were the stories. I am the reporter. I am the messenger. That's all I'm saying here. I think he's done very good service for this country. Absolutely. Anyway, so this is what we have going on. We've got lawyer. Mueller will say nothing. I know nothing. We've been hearing this, that there's not going to be a report issued by Mueller. Will not issue a report. This is what it says in Drudge. No, the big headline in Drudge is border deal keeps it open. All right. We're not worried about keeping it. No, we're not talking about Bezos again. No, 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 not right now. That's Jeff Bezos. That's a developing story. Our own Chris Street. He's going to be out. He's out in the media. He's talking. He's letting everybody know what's really going on in the Bezos world. So we're not talking about keeping it open. We're talking about the border deal keeping it open, not Bezos' zipper being open. Okay, let's get that straight. But that's a headline. But then it comes down here. They got a picture of Mueller. Mueller is in a black and white. It's a black and white picture. He's sitting in his chair. His right arm is on the armrest, and he's pushing against it. And he's got his hand, his other hand, up to his mouth. And he's kind of like, he's contemplating. Deep contemplation going on there. If not mental constipation going on. But this is what it says. Lawyer Mueller will say nothing. And then, underneath that, will not issue a report. And then under that, it says this. Senate uncovered no direct evidence of conspiracy between Trump campaign and Russia. Okay, so they're easing you into this thing. They're easing you into the thing that there's not going to be a report by Mueller. He's going to say, I will say nothing. Huh. After all this, we see the personalities like, Adam Schiff, 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 Schiff. Something's going on with Adam Schiff, 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 Schiff. And watch Ed Buck, the buckaroo. We'll call him the buckaroo. He's the guy, remember, he's the money bundler for Jerry Brown, Adam Schiff, and a whole assortment of Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, in which they found two dead black men in his house. At two different times, last July and then just recently in December, a second black man shows up. And all the paraphernalia that goes along with it, such as for injecting people with methamphetamine. That's Ed Buck. So Adam Schiff, and Ed Buck. They just live right next to one another, and you just don't know about Adam Schiff, and Ed Buck. And Ed Buck. Still say maybe he was on that plane. Okay, so will not issue a report. However, let's check into this. Will not issue a report. This is not breaking news. We're just telling you it's about time we all have this conversation. It says, former Trump lawyer slams Mueller probe, maintains president will be cleared, and knock it off and get it done. All right? That's what we're seeing here. It says, the veteran criminal defense attorney who headed President Donald Trump's legal team during a crucial stretch of the special counsel investigation believes the entire affair will end in silence from special counsel Robert Mueller and called the massive two-year probe into Russian interference in the 2016 campaign. Listen to this. A terrible waste of time. It says, I don't think there'll be a report, says John Dowd. ABC News, told ABC's wide-ranging interview for the premiere episode of The Investigation, a new podcast focused on the probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. I'll be shocked if anything regarding the president is made public other than we're done. Because there's nothing there. So that's one report coming out of ABC. So, and again, I think what they're doing is they're absolutely bringing us into this quietly. This is what was on Brian Kilmeade's show. See if we get this all straightened out here with everybody. Well, we're not going to do that, of course. We can't. Anyway, so in Brian Kilmeade's show, the guest was John Dowd. He says the same thing. It's nothing more than fraudulent behavior is what we're seeing here by the special counsel and others. Et tu, Brutai? I'm just saying. This is where we're at with this whole investigation. The whole investigation and cover-up is nothing more than that. And it never will be more than that. What they're trying to do now at this point in time for the Democrats, and I think the Republicans are helping them, is kind of ease us all out of the discussion. No. Cover-up is... Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to get this John Dowd thing that where he mentions something on Brian Kilmeade's show. I can't believe I'm using Brian Kilmeade stuff, but you know, you got to do what you got to do to get the information out to you. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So swing.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're talking about the closeout, it looks like, I think, of the Russia probe and the silencing. Perhaps no information coming out about President Trump. Yet all these lives have been destroyed, right? Because of the secondary investigations and criminal behavior and convictions and all that stuff. The left seems to be celebrating the downfall of so many innocent people around this whole investigation who really didn't have anything to do with it and made up crimes by these federal prosecutors. All this is the rope that has been designed, especially designed by Donald J. Trump to get these people and expose them, which is exactly what's happened. It's exactly what's happening. So apparently, I'm going to try and get this queued up again here. John Dowd appeared on the Brian Kilmeade show and made a few comments. I was going to try and get these because he thinks that, like us, that this whole thing is a very, very big waste of time. But, of course, it's just they're chasing after nothing right now. There's absolutely no there, if you know what I mean.
Little did I know.
Here he is.
That it appears that they were all in it together. Rosenstein, Comey, Mueller, McCabe, the whole crowd. And that they were out to get this president no matter what. I don't think they sincerely believed anything about Russia.
Well, he flat out lied to you. John Dowd, he flat out lied to you when the president. The president said, am I a target of this investigation? Reince Priebus was told no, and the president was told no. That's a lie.
That's right.
So it's unbelievable. Here's more on this, yeah. On Michael
Schmidt. Didn't they play games with this counterintelligence business? I tell you, what's driving me crazy, Brian, is you know, I served in the Department of Justice. I did an internal investigation of the FBI back when Director Kelly was there and working for two attorneys general. Let me tell you, this is our worst nightmare, that someone with that kind of power would then decide to go after the president. I mean, it's a coup. That's what it's an attempted coup by Comey and his crowd. And the evidence is all now there. I take the New York Times article as an admission of their bad behavior.
Yeah. And, of course, this is all stuff that came out from the New York Times in regards to that. The evidence is starting to pile up. And this is, you know, the worst nightmare for these people is the fact that Trump has survived the first 2 years. And what has happened, as I said, is that administratively what's going to happen is that the bureaucracies are going to start being responsive to Donald Trump, because more hiring, more firing, more getting rid of, the whole top tier of the Justice Department is gone, right? The good work of Jeff Sessions, by the way, is still laying people to waste. Jeff Bezos, anybody? Let's think about that. A lot of the stuff that was going on with Bezos was well known to Jeff Sessions and his investigators. And now all of a sudden we have this whole thing blowing up with Bezos. I wonder where that came from. Well, I have a feeling the Justice Department, the good people in the Justice Department, are really scrutinizing Mr. Bezos right now. I wonder where that was started. A lot of stuff was happening with Jeff Sessions. This is the other point. I know everybody wants to put his head on a stake and all that crap, you know. That's not the way it is. But what has happened here, what has been exposed, and I'm really glad that Sessions stayed out of it now. See, we're going to look back on this and say, I'm really glad he recused himself, because there were other things to work on. Let's let these guys run. We know these guys are lying. The strategy by Trump, we know they're lying. We were just on the outside of all this stuff, just radio people. We had it all figured out. Our sources were the same ones. They lied. We knew they were lying. So why not let them lie? Run with the lie. Go ahead, run with the lie and see what it gets you. And look what it's getting them. You get this comment. I mean, this was a coup d'etat. A coup d'etat. As he says, this is one of the greatest frauds this country has ever seen. And it is. And look at the usual suspects. John Brennan, Mr. Radicalized Islamic Terrorist himself, Muslim Brotherhood people, a convert to Islam in 1996, was a Jesuit, and then all of a sudden becomes a extremist Muslim in 1996 as part of the CIA. He's a tool for them. Becomes CIA director post Benghazi. And what's his first assignment? Go to where? Go to Europe. Go to the Ukraine? Yeah. And what did he do? He helped to topple, as the CIA director, he spent a bunch of time over there. He was toppling the Russian-leaning president of the Ukraine, and he did. And he replaced it with his own Nazi, radicalized Muslim cabal. Where was Mueller at this point? Oh, he was director of this. Mueller, the delivery man for Uranium One. I'm shocked. This is all happening around the same time frame, ladies and gentlemen. So he goes off to where? He goes off to the Ukraine, too. Oh, my goodness. What's he doing there? Collecting $1 billion or so? As the FBI person? And then James Comey comes along. But John Brennan is there. He's in country. And then who else becomes the great Ukrainian carpetbaggers? John Kerry's stepson. You know, because remember, he was Secretary of State. And what about Vice President Biden? His son gets $1 billion. from the Ukrainians because they're lobbyists. And, you know, so in other words, do they want this out? This has been known information for a long time. And I find it very, they're just trying to extend the lie, trying to get as much ground as they can cover in so much distance. That's what they're trying to do. Why? So they can flood the border. That's, I mean, we saw the whole thing. You go, now let's go to California. What's happening in California? Nothing. There's no illegal foreign nationals streaming across the border in California. Heck no. But if they do, they get a driver's license. They get everything else. They get all the benefits. They can get $20,000, $30,000 per year as an illegal foreign national. Oh, and you want to go to college? You go right to the front of the line. You want a job? You're an illegal foreign national? Come on down. California state government will hire you for something. Or we'll make sure we'll lean on some of the county and city organizations around here, and we'll get you hired there as an illegal. And what about American? Oh, no. If you're an American citizen, you're out. But there's nothing to see here. I mean, if you trust Gavin Newsom, of course, the wonderful governor of California, who gave his first State of the State condition yesterday, there's no crisis at the border. That Trumpy doesn't know anything. There's no reason for a wall. But, you know, if they do come in, we'll just give them billions of dollars. $27 billion by California spent on illegal foreign nationals. But there's no crisis because we just give them money. We invite them in. No crisis if you're an invite, right? That's the distraction. They're trying to distract from that, and they're buying time as much as possible. Time's up. Time is up. And one of the greatest frauds in this country ever seen is about to end, but a new drama will play out because these people will be held accountable. Absolutely, Mr. Mueller. Well, unless you made a deal, of course. You talk, they go to jail.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
First glance, I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled because we're supplementing things and moving things around.
Not happy, moving things around. So will he or won't he? Washington on edge this morning, waiting for President Trump's decision on the compromised border bill. The president tweeting that he may supplement the plan with a national emergency declaration. So what do lawmakers think about the possible deal? Pennsylvania Congressman and House Freedom Caucus member Scott Perry joins us now live with a little bit of insight. Thank you so much for joining us so early this morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
As we begin, let's take a look at this tentative border security deal. As we understand it, a lot still to be discovered,
right.
But it would include, what, about $1.3 billion in wall funding. That can be used for 55 new miles. Democrats claim that it would also include a 17% reduction in ICE detention beds. So what is your overall feeling on this and in terms of what we know about it so far?
Well, it's a couple things. It's important to note that rank and file members haven't seen any of this. You're reporting that we're going to vote on it potentially today. We haven't read any of this. So all this is kind of speculative. But first of all, 55 miles, that's not even enough to cover Mexico's southern border, let alone what's happening along our border. And let's be clear here. We're trying to solve a problem, which is a border. It's become a crisis over many years now of this this very poor southern border. And so if we're trying to solve a problem, this falls far short of that, number one. Number two, I think many people are very concerned about this reduction in the number of ICE beds, because what it says is that when we say beds, we're talking about being able to detain people that have broken the law. And that's laws other than the breaking the law of just crossing the border. There's other laws that are broken. Mm-hmm. And it seems like we're negotiating about not being able to keep these people that have broken the law in detention, in prison, so to speak.
And that doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would Democrats want to do that?
Right. Well, and that's our concern. I mean, if I went to my hometown sheriff and he said to me, look, we're just going to have to let a certain amount of people out. These are robbers. These are rapists. These are maybe murderers, drug dealers. But we don't have enough room. So you're OK with just letting some of them out. Right. And people, of course, in your community would say, absolutely not. What do you need? So the answer is that we need as much as whatever it is to take care of the influx at the border, which is quite honestly why we need the help of a physical barrier and more agents and the technology appropriate to apprehend people and to stop people from coming over the border, which is, of course, the problem at hand that we're trying to solve. And so this isn't really solving the problem.
Right. I want to ask you a little bit more about the money that's being allocated, because the president has said that he can move some money around. We've heard about this transfer allowance. How would that work? Would he need congressional approval? And would there possibly be enough money to go from $1.3 billion to reach the $5 billion number that he wanted? Because you talk about this 55 miles of new barrier. And I was listening to the former Border Patrol chief under the Obama administration, and he said that this plan is a fail because from the experts there at the the border, they needed a minimum of 250 miles.
Right, right. And I think the president, well, that's what the Border Patrol and Homeland Security recommended. Again, we set this agency up to advise the Congress on what we need for border security, among other things. And then, of course, we don't listen to any of the recommendations, which is problematic in and of itself. But regarding the ability to move funds around, the executive does have a certain ability to do that. But it depends on exactly where they're coming from. Are they unobligated funds or is there something else? And I think we have to look very closely at that, because I think as most, at least Republican members, want to see something done on the border and want the border secured, we also are very mindful of our constitutional authority where the funding should be approved by the representatives of the American people. And we don't want any executive, whether it's President Trump or some other executive, to go beyond their constitutional authority.
I'm sorry to cut you off. We're almost out of time, though. On that note, should he declare a national emergency?
I think he's got to do whatever he's got to do to secure the country. If the Congress is unwilling to deal with it for whatever their reasons are, and the president sees an issue that there's a safety issue, which there clearly is, that he has to act on his own per his constitutional authority. We don't love it. We'd rather do it ourselves in Congress. But again, if we can't get Democrats to come to the table to secure their communities in our country, the president has a duty to do those things, and he should.
All right. Well,
I think that forget the wall business. He just has to declare a national emergency. And I mean, the wall is going to take years to get there, and he'll get the money. He's got the money. He can actually build the wall. That this has all been an awareness type of program, in my opinion, to build awareness to the public about what the real true dangers are at the border, because these dangers are absolutely real. They are absolutely real, and do not think that they're not. We have been telling you, and we've been talking about this forever. They are coming, and they're flooding in. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about what we heard yesterday from Gavin Twosome, Threesome, Foursome, Fivesome, whatever is in menage a trois, Newsom, about what he thinks about, you know, the whole thing. And, of course, it's nothing to see here for them. I mean, in one of the most absurd in preposterous statements ever made by a state executive yesterday. Now, there's nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. God, this Donald Trump, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Really? You know, just as if Mr. Newsom knows much more than the president. But it's the disbelief show, and it's not working this time in California. And people are calling him out. People are absolutely calling him out. And we're going to also talk about the infiltration and how they're trying to destroy sheriffs in California and the nation. The influence of the sheriffs, you know, and the Second Amendment, the destruction of the Second. These are just a few of the items we're going to be talking about in the next hour. I think it's just more important, you know, to get these things talked about and how the process works to dilute, you know, county borders, to dilute the influence of, you know, the sheriffs in states, especially here in California. We're seeing it. We're seeing it play out. This is the template for the rest of the nation. And you know, a lot of this is prompted by, of course, the Second Amendment laws that they've been passing in Washington, the state of Washington. We reported on this, how several of the county sheriffs up there are stepping up and saying, no, 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 we can't have these laws. We're going to ignore them. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on the Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. This is, of course, the state of the future, and there's just so many things going on. We're going to be making some more announcements about New California and the stuff that's happening for us and some upcoming events and all the things that are going on. We got a Constitutional Convention number four coming up in Fresno, California. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience, and we are absolutely excited about it. So anyway, want to make sure you get in touch with that one. We're also going to be bringing to you more and more information about, of course, what is going on with the illegal foreign nationals invading our country. This is something that we will not get away from. It is the most pressing issue, and quite frankly, this is where the president, regardless of the border situation and negotiation, that's just a distraction, and he's trying to leverage that for more money. And you know, he's got 1.75 billion that's in the kitty right now. At least that's what the Dems are saying, and it's good. Nothing has deviated so much from what the original plan was, or the ones that, in which he turned his back to that. And you just heard what he was saying yesterday, is that he's not happy with it. I don't know if he's going to take it. The bigger issue in which he really has solid ground to declare a national emergency, of course, is the invasion that's taken place. And it's going to get worse, and he knows it. It's going to get worse, and he knows it. And, you know, then there's the other thing. What is going on with all military maneuvers in various places like Portland, Oregon, and Los Angeles, and so on, with helicopters, real sophisticated helicopters? What's going on there? Is there something going on that we don't know about yet? Well, what do you think? A lot of military activity going on, ladies and gentlemen? Anyway, all he needs to do is just say, national emergency. And I know they're going to try and slam him in court, but I don't think that's going to work. Anyway, remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.